You know, folks, things grow awful fast out here in California. And this next act is only a year and a half old. And already it's one of radio's giants. And we're mighty proud to present it to you now. Your friend. Our friend.
My friend, Irma. Well, today is Thanksgiving, the day when we should all be thankful. And me, Jane Stacy, I've got reason to be. Why? Because I live with Irma Peterson, and I'm thankful to still be in my right mind. Now, please, understand that I love the girl, but I simply cannot fathom how, where, or what goes with that brain of hers. For instance, when I got up this morning, I said, Irma, you had our electric blanket turned on high all night. What was the idea? And Irma said,
well, the night before, I dreamed I met a nice fellow in Florida, and I didn't want him to go away because of the cold weather.
You see what I mean? Well, that was early in the morning. About 10 o'clock this morning, I returned from the butcher with our turkey. And when Irma saw it, she said,
oh, Jane, you shouldn't have done that. Now we have two turkeys. I have one right here in my compact.
A turkey in your compact?
No, a raffle ticket.
Oh, let me see it. Oh, honey, the drawing on this ticket doesn't take place for an hour yet. And besides, your chances are about 1 in 10,000.
Oh, but I know I'm going to win, Jane. I'm lucky.
What makes you say that?
Well, I have you for my dearest friend.
Oh, thank you, honey.
And we have such nice neighbors. And then I have Al for a boyfriend.
Hold it, honey. I think you're stretching your luck.
I know you don't think much of Al, and I admit he has no job or prospects, and he's been unemployed for 5 years, but that's because he looks ahead.
Looks ahead?
Yes, Al says inflation is coming. He doesn't want to be caught with worthless money.
Come in.
It's only me, Professor Kropotkin. Hello, Janie and Irma, my two little chocolate bars. One sweet, the other nuts.
Why, Professor?
Excuse me, a little joke for the holiday spirit. And girls, it was wonderful of you to invite me to Thanksgiving dinner. Are you going to have a turkey?
Oh, yes, we're going to have two turkeys. Jane bought one, and I'm going to win one in a raffle.
Oh, that's nice. Did you invite Mrs. O'Reilly for dinner?
Yes.
That makes three turkeys.
Now, look, Professor, this is Thanksgiving, and I'll have none of that bickering. I know she's your landlady, and you don't think much of the room she gave you, but you do have a roof over your head.
Only because I have a four-poster bed. Otherwise, the roof would be on the floor. But since we are your guests, Jenny, I'll try to be nice to her.
Oh, that must be Mrs. O'Reilly now. Come in.
Hello, Jane, Professor. Hiya, chicken.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Al, honey. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you, chicken. But frankly, do not like holidays, any of them.
Why not?
Well, nobody works on holidays. And it takes away my individuality. Besides, with all the banks closed, hard to borrow money to swing my latest deal.
Oh, another one of your deals. What is it this time? Putting legs on mushrooms and selling them for end tables?
No, this is a natural. It's a racing form printed on a large cookie. So when you come from the racetrack, you still got something to eat.
Oh, Mother. Come in. Well, Mrs. O'Reilly.
Hello, everybody. Oh, I know it's hours before dinner, but I just wanted to show you the dress I'm wearing. It belonged to me grandmother. It's called colonial style.
Yes, and there's enough room in the back for Paul Revere and his horse.
I'll thank you to keep your trap shut. I'll have you know I've gotten a lot of attention in this dress. Whenever I wore it to a ball, I used to lift my skirt at a rakish angle and show me legs. Then the boys would gather round me and we'd bandy words. Old Bandy Legs O'Reilly, they used to call.
Mrs. O'Reilly, those are your legs? I thought somebody served the turkey and you got the wishbone.
Now, wait a minute, the two of you. I have a lot to do toward preparing dinner, so if you'll just run along, I'd like to straighten up the room a little.
Oh, Jean, I'm glad you reminded me. I've got to go down for the drawing of the raffle.
Yeah, run along, chicken. I'll give Jane a hand here.
Oh, that's sweet of you, Al. How about giving me a kiss for good luck?
Okay, chicken. Here. Chicken, why did you kiss me on the forehead?
Oh, I don't know, Al. I guess it's because it's Thanksgiving. I was thinking of Plymouth Rock.
Hello?
Hello, Jane. This is Irma. Guess what? I won the turkey.
You did? Well, hurry home, honey. Al, what do you think? Irma won the turkey.
That's what I like about my chicken. Just when you think she's laid an egg, she gets the bird.
But, Al, now we have two turkeys. That's ridiculous. Would you please take the one I bought back to the corner butcher's for me?
Glad to, Jane. I better hurry, though. They close early today.
Here, Miss Peterson, here's the turkey you won.
Well, thank you, sir, but, gosh, I don't know what to do.
Well, I don't understand.
Well, my roommate Jane bought a turkey, and she says two turkeys are silly. So I thought I'd sell this one to some poor man who hasn't any.
Sell it? How much would you want?
Well, naturally, I don't want to lose money on the deal. I think a fair price would be the 10 cents I paid for the raffle ticket.
You're talking to a poor man, lady. Here's your dime.
Well, here we are, the three of us. Al, the professor, and Mrs. O'Reilly. Oh, yes, there are four. I'm here, too. And we're all waiting around to see how big a turkey Irma is going to bring home. Al, as if I care, what is your opinion?
Time alone will tell.
Well, here I am, Jane.
Oh, good, Irma. We're all getting hungry. Where's the turkey?
Oh, I sold it, Jane.
You sold it? Irma, I just returned the turkey I bought, and now all the markets are closed. What are we going to do for dinner?
Our backs are to the wall. And in a case like this, there's only one man to call.
Who, Al?
Who else but...
Hello.
You? Al, got a problem. We're all set for Thanksgiving dinner. We got nothing to serve. What'll we do? What? You'll send your brother over? He's still got 10 years to serve? Now, none of your jokes, Joe. How do we get a turkey? Uh-huh. 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 Mm-hmm. No, Joe, this is a holiday. I won't let your boys break into the store. Forget it, Joe, and goodbye, noble friend.
No luck, Al.
No luck.
And, Irma, it's all your fault. Why didn't you bring the turkey home with you, or at least tell me your plans?
I'm sorry, Jane.
Oh, you're always sorry. You were sorry when you put the spry on my head because I said my hair needed shortening. You were sorry the time you set fire to my dress because I wanted a skirt with a flare. You're always sorry.
Now, look, there's only one thing to do. Let's the four of us go out and scour the town, and maybe one of us will find the turkey. I'll take the north side.
I'll take the south side.
I'll just take the white meat.
Well, we started searching at noon. Fortunately, I found a turkey. I thought it was great. Then the professor came in and said,
Jane, darling, look, I got a turkey. The chef at the Gypsy Tea Room told me to kill it. And I thought it would be nice if we had the funeral here.
That was two turkeys. But then the door opened.
Hey, look, kids. I got a turkey. A truckload of them tipped over on 42nd Street. And while I was helping the driver put them back, one kind of got tangled up under my coat.
That was three. Oh, but there goes that door again.
Look, girls. I've got a turkey. Officer Mulligan was walking home with one. So I fluttered my eyelashes at him and said, Officer, you've got something I want. And he said, I wouldn't kiss you for the world. Take the turkey.
And Irma said,
four turkeys? Now, let's see. Each turkey has two legs. There are five of us for dinner, and we each have two legs. So we should get four drumsticks apiece.
And you know, what's the difference how many drumsticks we get? It's Thanksgiving, and we're all thankful for a great many things.